The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw It On Your Questions, episode 356. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I am joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Brian Monjoma.
Yo, 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 yo.
We are back in the house, man. Brett will show up when he shows up, and Adam, we probably won't get up tonight. He was having some issues. The nuke. The nuke, you know? All right, I don't really have anything to fluff up. I think we just get right into it. Not a lot of questions tonight, so, and no Brett here. This may be a short show.
Oh.
You know?
No Brett or Adam.
No Brett or Adam. Oh, yeah, you already know, man.
We'll just have to talk slow.
Yeah, we'll have to talk. Yeah, we'll just have to. Yeah, just add more words. You know,
I'm gonna have to come up with like 20 Adam impressions this episode.
You know, we're gonna get Brian to talk this time. I mean, they didn't say shit last episode.
we gotta you know, pull up the thesaurus and get those $20 words out too.
Well, but Brian was spent the whole last show looking at his crypto wallet going.
You know,
up.
By the way, I've been considering. Not the crypto, but getting into stonks, man. So I'm going to have to hit you guys up afterwards, you know?
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm going to be like, give me that money. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the question. Is it too late to jump in on that? Like, I mean, I feel like anybody who's jumped on after the fact is going,
Speaking of the returns. Well, no, I'm not trying to make a quick buck. I think, because I'm thinking long term, like, yo, if I start, like, good investing now, like 20 years, 25 years from now, when I'm ready to retire, I should have a good chunk of change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely 40. The 40, 41 is a time to start thinking about that.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Brett.
Old people talk.
Hey, but yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys are going to just get it because, again, we didn't have a lot of questions this week. So, Brett, I was just talking about how I'm considering getting into some stonks, man.
Dude, do it. Yeah. Honestly, are we live?
Yes, we're live. We are live,
okay,
baby.
Okay, cool. Well, this goes for everybody. This is one of those things, recent tricks that I just found out about. It's apparently rich white people money tricks.
Okay.
So, PSA, if you guys start a retirement account, Roth IRA, I know this is boring as shit, your first $6,000 to $8,000 you put in every year is a fucking tax write-off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's 6,000 per year. There's a limit, 6,000 a year.
Okay, that's what I thought. 59. Somebody today was trying to tell me 8, but yeah.
Yeah, until you're 59 and a half, you can take that money out tax free.
I'm being told my mic doesn't sound right.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You sound
right
fine.
Over here.
Yeah, you sound fine.
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, let me hear the playback.
Yeah.
No, you sound good.
All right, somebody's saying I sound muffled. I'm like, hold on, everything looks fine here. You guys have to see a little taste of Windows 11 when I the sound pop-up screen happened. But yeah, no, again, we're not going to get into old man shit because most of our audience is not our age, you know?
No, bro,
I'm going to be like retiring in like 25 years. So I should probably invest my money well. I'm not trying to make a million fucking dollars. I'm like, well, you know, start now so when I'm ready to retire, I could have a good, you know, amount to live off of, you know?
Yo, man, this is something I wish somebody had told me back when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because basically it's like, hey, instead of paying taxes, put that money into a savings account. You're like, wait, fuck, you can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or in this case, instead of just leaving it in a regular savings account, just put it into the stock market. And, you know, again, not doing anything stupid crazy. Because the thing is, on general, in case, like, the market crashes, like, you're going to see good returns, you know, over time, you know?
Well, dude, even if it doesn't change at all, like, do you want to pay taxes, or would you rather put that money into an account?
Well, I don't want to be like Wesley Snipes, you know.
You're gonna choose. So yeah, man, like
his tax evasion is nowhere. You're not gonna go to jail like he is. Like,
well,
he
no, that's
was
the thing.
Because of tax evasion.
That's not tax evasion. That's just apparently how folks get rich.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Brett, I don't know if I told you this, dude. So I got my first check, you know, working at Tom's Guy. When I saw the amount of taxes they fucking take out, I'm like, bro, shit. Manny warned me. You know? Yeah. That shit is brutal.
I mean, you know, me, Chris, and Adam can tell you some fucking stories. You see that initial amount that you're going to be making, be like, oh, shit, I'm going to be rolling the dough.
Yeah.
And then after that, all of that shit gets taken away. And let's also mention that if you work in another state, the state that you live in also takes money out of your account. So when I was rolling up to New York from Pennsylvania working on Contra, I was paying city tax, New York city tax, state tax, New York, and then I was also paying Pennsylvania.
That
and,
shit is wild.
My town. So.
See, yeah. Much better to buy stocks and game companies and then sell them off when you get pissed at them.
By the way, you
want me to change the metric that's going to matter to you? Fine, fucking sell all these bitches. I'll buy them back when you do good.
One of my worst performing assets is fucking Nintendo, man.
Dump them, man. Fuck them, you know?
Tony, I was working in the barrels, and I got taxes. I got taxes taken off, Texas city taxes, state taxes. And then when I asked, I was like, you got a layaway plan?
All right. But either way, even with the money you're taking, I'm still making way more than I was freelancing. But it's like, God damn, you motherfuckers.
The only good thing about a lot of that is that all of that shit's already being taken out of your check.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, when you file, you get that money. At least you get that. Unlike with freelance, where you literally get that frigging hit in the face with the freelance tax.
Yeah, and at least for me, like, I got to set a whole day aside just to do all that calculation shit. You know, it's like, bro. Yeah,
I've been so busy. I still haven't gotten to my stuff. Again, old man talk.
Yeah, no, you guys are getting financial advance right now, man, because we ain't got nothing to talk about tonight. But no, by the way, Manny, I'm gonna have both of those worlds. So, because for the first 9 months of the year, I was freelancing. Yeah. Then the last 3 months is gonna be, you know, the job. So it's gonna be interesting. So I still got to do the crazy calculations of fucking what are those Chinese things they use, abacus. I got to use that shit. You know,
here's the thing, like the thing that nobody ever, like, whenever you're young, you want to talk about preparing yourself for the future. There is nothing, any class or anything like that that ever talks nothing about doing your taxes. I had to fuck up my taxes like a shitload of times in order till I got it right.
Dude, I'm convinced that's on purpose. Like, tinfoil hat, seriously? They don't want everybody to know how to skirt taxes, just rich people. If they taught it to everybody, the whole system would go belly up.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to skirt it. I just don't want to go to jail, No, that's the thing.
I'm not talking about illegal skirting. I'm talking about there is a whole second set of rules that just, they don't fucking teach you. They just don't teach you. And they're the things that make you fucking save money at the end of your life.
Yeah.
Like, I wish somebody would have talked to me about how much throwing away rent was versus fucking buying a house. Like, I thought you had to buy a house, man. Like, you had to sit on it for a certain number of years, and there was all this other shit. Be like, no, man. It's just, instead of putting rent in somebody else's pocket, you're basically putting it into a giant piggy bank that you fucking live in. I'm like, holy fuck, man. Do you know how much money Jesus Christ. There's a whole second set of, and that shit, a lot of it is fucking tax deductible. So you're like, okay, so instead of paying taxes, I'm going to put my money into this house and not pay taxes on it, but I still get the money when I sell the house. Mm-hmm. There's a whole different set of rules that people who make money, like make real fucking money, these are the rules they subscribe to. And so I can only think, man, there's a reason they don't tell everybody this shit.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank everybody for this episode of The Financial Down.
Yeah, and by the way, the guys in the chat are loving this, believe it or not. They're like, yeah, this is great.
I think a lot of the people in the chat are kind of our age.
Yeah, because our demographics, it's kind of funny. Our demographics haven't changed since the day we started. You know, it's usually between 25 and 34, you know. But that is the time when you should be thinking about this shit, you know. So, yeah, keep that in consideration, man. Anyway, let's get on to the video gaming, you know. Actually, we've been talking this entire time. I didn't do no Chirons or nothing, man.
Chirons!
You know. Let me get this up. Yeah, we're going to be talking about some DC fandom stuff, the video game stuff. We're not going to talk. We were asked about the movie trailers. Like, we're good. You know,
you ain't going to talk about no comics. You just so happen to have a comic creator just so happen to be on the show.
Oh, no, we will be talking about comic book video games, you know. All right, man.
Manny, I don't think you want us talking about anybody that employs you.
Yeah, yes. You know, gotta be careful. All right, man. First question.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Who do we have here? Logic Wins, man, who's joining us right now. What's going on, brother?
What's up, Wins? All
right. Question is, what did you think of the new Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League? And I'm also going to throw this in here, too, Logic Wins, and Gotham Knights trailers. He said, I thought Suicide Squad looked outstanding. All right. So what did we think of these trailers? Don't everybody rush me with the answers now.
I've been a busy weekend. When the fuck did all these trailers drop?
Yesterday, Brett, I just saw them today because I've been, you know, I can't talk about, but I've been doing some that you guys will know about, comic book related soon. But yeah, I guess they didn't. I don't know how to say this without sounding like CG mean. They weren't CG. Yeah. They were actually in-game trailers. They were actually in-game centers. It was like, neither showed me anything. Gameplay. Like, neither showed me anything. Yeah. Actually, here's the thing. They showed us gameplay of Gotham Knights. Even that was like, eh. Last year, they showed us gameplay. Not this year. But yeah, I don't know. I saw both of them. I can't get excited for either of them, to be honest. What about you guys?
Quick question. Is Kill the Justice League in the Arkham, in the Arkham Asylum world?
I don't think so. If it is, they haven't said anything.
The logo looks the same though.
Yeah, I don't know, and it is Rocksteady, you know, but I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but one thing that doesn't match up is the fact that you know, Deadshot is different.
Yeah,
than he was originally.
Yeah, so I don't. It maybe that's, you know, or it could be another Deadshot. Who knows?
Who knows?
But yeah, did anybody see these trailers? Man, you said you didn't care either, right?
I mean, I saw the Arkham, well, not the Arkham, the Gotham Knights, and they're doing a cold card of bottles deal. It just doesn't look. It looked kind of cheap. I mean, granted, the Rocksteady one looks interesting. Like, it's very well done. But I would like to see what the gameplay loop is for this game. I mean, we're just seeing a lot of nice, pretty looking trailers, you know. But you know, but I want to actually see what you're actually going to be doing in this game. Like, I do get a Guardians of the Galaxy game feel from this. You know what I mean? Sort of seems very similar.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing. I want to see what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to guess, because this is Rocksteady and it takes place in Metropolis, I'm going to guess it's a giant open world Metropolis game. Kind of like you had an open world Gotham game. And,
This is in the Arkham world, because they show Penguin in this game, and he looks like the one from the Arkham Asylum games. He looks like he's got the bottle in his eye.
I was going to say, yeah, does he have the bottle in his eye? Because that'll be the giveaway, you know?
Because they do show the Penguin in the Gotham Knights game, right? And he looks totally different than he does in this trailer.
Yeah. So it's not that I'm not looking forward to it. I'm going to play both of these games, obviously. And this is Rocksteady. I just, from what I have seen, I am not too, like, hyped, you know, from either of these. The Gotham Knights one, I'm even more suspect about, to be honest. I'm not suspect at all about Suicide. I am suspect about Gotham Knights. I'm like, no Batman? What's the point of this, you know, in a Gotham game? What's the point?
I also feel like, they're trying to, like, at least for the Gotham Knights game, it just seems like, they're trying to go dark, but, the suits that they have in the game just don't match the aesthetic of what the world they're supposed to be in. Like, you know, obviously they have the Batgirl in there, but she's got like this really bright outfit, which doesn't sort of match the world that they're in.
Yeah, I mean, it is comic accurate, but yeah. Or comic, not comic, like, comic when, close, you know?
When they did, you know, because like when Rocksteady did Batman, you know, did the Batman Arkham games, they sort of redesigned all the other characters, sort of fit that same sort of aesthetic that the games within the game. Batgirl has a lot more darker colors in her suit. She's not like wearing bright colors, so it sort of everything sort of matched that world. But this one, it's like it's two differing things that are sort of going against each other. And this is like that's WB North. WB Canada or something like that, that's doing the Knights game, and then the Suicide Squad is Rocksteady.
Yeah, and then what is it, again, I don't know what either game is about. like or the gameplay. Well,
they showed gameplay from Gotham Knights, which looked like a multiplayer sort of thing with multiple characters.
But that's what I'm saying. We did see that, but I'm like, it didn't tell me anything. Even the actual gameplay didn't tell me anything. You know, so I don't know what to think, man.
I guess the biggest thing we could say is that just, you know, we wait till we see a little bit more. But right now, there's nothing that's literally tilting the needle, at least for me, on either of these.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else got to see these? Any thoughts?
I didn't see these trailers, so I don't know. All I remember was the initial thing they showed for Gotham Knights. Like, the whole idea was, like, Batman was dead.
Yeah.
And that's why Batgirl and Robin and Nightwing and all these guys team up. Even Red Hood, I guess, and they just hit the streets and trying to maintain the law. But I don't know. The initial look I saw of it, I was just kind of like, meh. So I didn't see the new stuff. Suicide Squad, I didn't see at all. The first teaser was just CG. It was just like a little cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, this one was at least in-game engine, but again, no actual gameplay.
Ah.
Yeah, so there's not really much to say about it. I know your hype for it, Logic, once you said it looked outstanding, but I didn't see enough to make me say that, you know? I can't say it looks bad either, because again, not really showing me anything, you know?
I mean, here's the thing, like, you gotta understand, like, when it comes to, like when you're showing the cinematics, those are not the actual in-game models. Those are the cinematic models. There's a big difference between both of them. You know, whenever you're running around in the game, in most games, they have a lower resolution polygon model running around to sort of keep the game running at a specific rate. And then when the cinematics come, that's when they pop in the high-res models.
Yeah.
Most games do this. Spider-Man does it. And I know you say, oh, hey, in photo mode, you see the really detailed Spider-Man. And that's because they take the CG, you know, the high-resolution model and pop it into the game so that, you know, you can take a really nice screenshot of the character. But otherwise, for the most part, the characters are sort of lower-res versions of them.
Yeah. All right. Move on. Next question. We got not really much to say there. All right. This one is from Checkzilla. That's a fun one. What are your favorite Batman games? And he also asked that, like, another part to this, but we'll answer that next. All right, favorite Batman games. I mean, you know, obviously the Arkham games were really good, you know.
For me, it's the Sunsoft Nintendo game from years ago.
The original NES game.
The original NES game.
Yeah, that one's good.
That was good. I like
Batman Returns. I've got to say Batman Returns.
Batman Returns for Super Nintendo.
That's my favorite one.
And then the Arkham.
Anybody else? I mean, those are kind. I mean,
that's it. Yeah. Because the in between stuff was terrible.
Yeah.
Like the PS1, PS2 Batman, like Batman Dark Tomorrow was trash.
Oh God.
Like, they made a ton of trash Batman games in between there. Like, there was a dark period.
People like Batman and Robin. I know that.
Yeah,
right?
The Bruce Timm based games were good. But what was it? Batman Vengeance sucked. Yeah. I sold that game back. I hated that game. That game was terrible.
Oh man.
I actually bought it.
Yeah, most Batman games have been pretty bad, you know? So yeah, and then go ahead.
That's why Rocksteady was such a breath of fresh air, right?
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. Here's the thing about the Rocksteady games. I'm saying this right. This is what the developer said. They said that basically, for years, what you got was Batman stuck in games that just fit a certain genre, right? Beat 'em ups mostly. And with their game, they're like, okay, what are Batman's most important attributes, and how do we incorporate that into a video game? They thought about it the other way around. Instead of going, let's stick Batman into a video game, they're like, how can we make a video game about Batman? You know, and that's why you got all the aspects. You got the combat, you got the detective stuff, you got all the gadgets and shit, you know. So that's why that game was so good, you know. It really captured the spirit. And I kind of consider it like a spiritual sequel to the Bruce Timm Batman universe. It fits in there too, you know, which is funny because a lot of the same actors were in there. So yeah, those games are fucking phenomenal. And that was actually part of his second question. He goes, is the Arkham collection worth playing? I played sections of both games but never finished all of them. The collection is on sale for $11.99 to PlayStation Store. Buy them. Yeah, buy that shit. You know, fantastic. Like, not only just great Batman games, but great superhero games, great video games overall. They're fucking great, dude. Cannot go wrong, you know? But, yeah.
You talk about doing justice to a lot of the characters. And yeah. I feel like that is one of them that really, you know, they got the people. It was literally the perfect amalgam of all the different things that you know, from all the different sort of Batmans. If you got the voice actors from the show, that was really good. I think at least Paul Dini wrote the first Arkham Asylum game, as I remember. So you had Paul Dini, then you had most of the Batman cast working on it, and it was really it paid homage to the character, which I feel like a lot of, you know, games, at least at the time, weren't. Whenever they did comic games, they really didn't do such a good job of sort of encompassing what being that character is.
Yeah. Yeah, you felt like Batman. You really did. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah.
Like, you think about the whole stealth aspect of it. Like, yes,
yeah,
Batman would do fucking stealth, right?
You know? Yeah. And they even went, like, a step beyond it with the stealth, because it's like, you know, if you are stealthily taking out everybody in the room, the last guy that's left in the room sees all his buddies are gone. He is shitting his pants. It is great, you know?
Yeah, like, you essentially fear becomes, putting fear into your enemies also was a part of the aspect of the game.
Yeah.
Because the more scared they are, the more mistakes and things that they start to make.
Criminals are a superstitious and cowardly lot. All right, man, good stuff. So, yeah, buy the games. All right, next up, another question for Mr. Jackzilla. Totally off topic here, or a different topic, about Back for Blood. Very simple one, because this has cost. If Adam was here, he'd go off right now. Are you able to play Back for Blood's campaign with AI companions, or do they pair you with random players online? He goes, I have Game Pass. I was just curious before I jumped in. Yes, here's the thing, because the game doesn't tell you this exactly. If you click on campaign mode, it will pair you up with online players. But if you go to, you scroll down a little bit, if you go to solo campaign, then you'll play with AI companions. Just keep in mind, if you do that, none of the progress you make will transfer over to the online. It's like kind of weird. Wild. Yeah, it's pretty bad, you know? So just keep that in mind. You know, if you want to play solo, you can. Just whatever progress you make will not transfer over if you do decide to play online, which is like such a strange decision on their part. I don't know why they did that.
I mean, like, if you earn things, I mean, like, isn't that the like, a lot of games have already been doing that. Where, like, in other words, you make some progress within the game, and then now you can bring what you've done in your own game online with everybody else, right?
Yeah.
Such a weird idea that everything is sort of funkily separated.
Yeah. I mean, say what you will about Destiny. That's one of the things I liked about it. Like, my character stays the same no matter what. All that progress carries over, whether I'm playing by myself, with randoms, with you guys. It doesn't matter. But this game is like, nah, fuck it. We're walling you off. That's part of the reason why. And even, like, when you're playing co-op and stuff, like, your progress isn't transfers over. So that's why, like, a lot of us just said, fuck this. What's the point of playing this game? Me, Carlos, and Adam specifically were like, what's the point of this? You know? Mm-mm. Very, very upsetting.
I have a theory. We got the short end of the stick when we first played the game. Not the demo, or not the beta, but when we first played the legit game.
Yeah.
And I think it all was messed up because we started playing with Brett.
Yeah.
When he was already partway through, like, we assumed, because remember, we started off in the, what was in the ship, we had to cross the ship.
Yeah.
And that progress beforehand, we didn't have that progress.
No, we assumed
we did because we played the beta.
Yeah.
And we played that part, but we never got through it. Like, it never went through. So when we played with Brett, we essentially played ahead of the game and didn't get any of the progress. But if we started with Brett at the very beginning, we would have gotten the progress.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's so weird the way he did it, man. What happened, Brett?
Because
that's an interesting theory, man. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. No, you might be right.
And I think it makes sense because when we were playing with Brett, we, like, just a shitload of achievement or trophies started popping up. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, right.
Boop, boop, so I guess boop, it was giving us credit for something that we technically didn't do.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good theory, though. But who knows? All right, man. Move on here. Who's next? Yeah. Another one. No, the first one. First one from Mob Hits. All right. Can Playground Games the Forza Horizon people. Beat Xbox's Insomniac if Fable is a massive success. So yeah, the car people are actually making Fable. I don't know. Playground Games, their portfolio doesn't seem as like well rounded as Insomniac's to be considered that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if they went off from Fable and made, I don't know, what would be the equivalent of Spider-Man like for them? I mean, a good prototype game. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know? If they did a breadth of games that was different, like just make it Fable, and Microsoft's bad at this. We've talked about this before. They're gonna get relegated. They're gonna be the Fables. The new Lionhead, basically. Yeah. They're just gonna be told Fable's selling. Make Fable. That's all you do. Update this game. Make the next game. And it would be nice if they differentiated, made different stuff. But I don't know about that. If you could compare them to Insomniac, I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
They don't have the that diversity, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure. What, like Playground Games, what have they done other than the Forza games, right?
That's all I see when I look them up. Just Forza Horizon, you know. Hmm. I thought they would have had something else, but apparently not. If I'm wrong, let me know. Or if Wikipedia is wrong, let me know.
They've only done Forza Horizon, and then Fable is their first forte into the thing. I mean, here's the thing: like maybe they just have some untapped talent. It's like it's almost the equivalent of like the guys who make Gran Turismo deciding they're going to make a platformer or something.
Yeah, it's odd.
How much experience did they have in that, or do they just are they Or is this Microsoft sort of having some good faith in them and saying, all right, we'll let you do this franchise. Who knows?
Yeah. Anybody have any other thoughts on this? Well, go ahead, bro.
I guess any studio has the capability to do so. It just, you know, well, not anybody, but the ones that are established, you know, at least in Playground Games has been established as being a good studio that makes good Forza Horizon games. But, they need it, you know. Once Fable comes out, I guess that's when the discussion will really take place.
Yeah,
but because no one knows.
Yeah, I mean they could become like an upper echelon type of studio, but Insomniac, because Insomniac has that history, you know. Oh, that's the thing. They
got decades.
Yeah, they got decades. Like, you know, these guys ain't gonna touch that.
That's almost like them deciding they're gonna take on a racing game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, again, it's a racing game. It's, you know, I mean, those are good, but it's good to have that in portfolio. But it's like, so you only have one racing series and then one Fable. I don't know, you know.
It's gonna be it's on one end. It's nice to see that Microsoft is essentially seeing beyond what the studios currently make, which is a good thing. But who knows if these guys are able to pull this off? It's gonna be another thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Guess we'll see, but Insomniac, no, they ain't touching them.
But also, like, we also don't know a lot of the history of some of the people that actually worked there. Maybe some of these guys actually did work at Lionhead, or maybe did work on some other big franchises. That's the one thing about, like, whenever they do these sorts of things, they don't drop names, especially when it's a bunch of people that nobody's really known. But, like, if you say, like, okay, yeah, this guy formerly worked on these titles that you... It was like, oh, okay, so... Okay, it's in good hands then. So somebody's already had some experience with
it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't really have too much opinions on this. I guess we'll have to... I played like one Forza Horizon game, and I've never played Fable, so I don't really have strong feelings one way or another, you know? All right, moving on here. Oh, boy. All right.
Uh-oh.
He goes, I'm just going to read it as it is. $50 a year, no built-in chat. Friend codes. Is Nintendo's upcoming updated online service worth it? Also, a Syrian Air Force asked him, why didn't Nintendo get more flack for their service when Microsoft got a bunch of heat for racing Xbox Live price and, you know, PlayStation's upgrade path? Like, they got a bunch of heat, then this thing comes out and people aren't giving it any shit. Chris, have you been keeping up with this? I'm actually ignorant about this. Is Nintendo raising the price of their online service? What's happening here?
There's a different tier. It was the we talked about it after the last time they streamed, the last stream event. It was Nintendo Online Plus Expansion Pack,
okay,
or something like that. So the Plus expansion pack was the access to the N64 library, I believe, and Genesis. And then they said price to be announced later. So I guess now is later.
Yeah.
Finally has come around. And I had called this when we had talked about the stream. I'm like, this is just going to be a higher tier of Nintendo Online, and you're not going to get... Of course they weren't going to put voice chat in there or whatever. You're just going to pay... They just put a paywall to the additional stuff in their virtual library that they had before. They could have easily said, oh, now we're adding Genesis games and N64 games. No, they now put them behind a higher paywall, a different tier. Mm-hmm. And it's like, of course they didn't get flack because Nintendo fans are smoking crack rocks. You know, they get excited for every single update in Smash Brothers. They could have added a pen as a fighter in Smash Brothers. These guys would have got excited. So they love it.
It's interesting how they just sort of accept the way things are, and they don't want to just call this stuff out as it is. I mean, what are you really offering? You know, like a lot of these games. Yeah,
it's how like, about you a just lot keep... of these... oh go yeah ahead, for go. less money you could get the Sega Genesis collection on another system. You could get it on Xbox or PlayStation. Get that collection. You get all, like, you get some choice cuts in that collection, right? For like $20. It's usually on sale.
Yeah, you get that.
And even you can buy it on the Switch too. And you know the N64 games. It's like, all right, but did you need to lock it behind this obscure paywall and then call it something else? Like, you could have just either have the balls to say, hey, we're raising the price of Nintendo Online, but you're getting these things, and then the market speaks. But I think what's going to happen is they're doing this in between. They're going to keep the two tiers, and then eventually they're just going to drop the lower one. I really feel they're going to do that. They're going to force people, like, oh, if you want to keep playing your online games or whatever, you got to step up to the expansion pack or plus or whatever they're going to call it, and then the other one is just going to they're just going to get rid of it. Right, and force people up there.
Also, the other thing is, like, it doesn't seem like they offer anything worth getting. Like, I mean, do you really? Like, I don't know. I can't say that I'm that. You know, I love those games, some of those games, but I mean, it's not enough for me to pay for a subscription service for that. You know, like, is online on Switch anything other than Splatoon?
But I mean, you're just paying for the ability to play this game online. You could do that without the paywall. They're just charging you to be able to do that. Yeah. But, I mean, you could say, okay, so you have Xbox Live and PS Plus, so everybody does that. So Nintendo jumped on that bandwagon and said, okay, we'll just put a paywall. But then they locked other stuff behind it. It's like, oh, you want access to these classic games? Well, they're part of this service. And then they oddly locked the purchase of some limited edition items that they sell only through their store, like that Genesis controller they're going to put out for the Switch. That is, you need a Nintendo Online. I think you need this tier of Nintendo Online to even buy it off the store, which is crazy to me, to lock the store items behind you having Nintendo Online. And you know, it's gotten a bit crazy with them. They've taken it in another direction. I mean, I don't agree with it. I think that for what they offer you, like $20 a month was a reach, but it's fine. Like, you know, if people think it's worth it, you play your Smash Bros. Or whatever, at least it's like $20. $50, and you're not getting really anything extra except access to a Sega Genesis library and an N64 library. That's it.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem like it's worth it. Real quick, some comments here from Mr. Logic Wins. He goes, most Nintendo fans roasted them. They got ratioed on YouTube. So, you know, got to get that out there. He says he believes this will be a humbling moment for Nintendo. I disagree with that. But Nintendo's never humble about stuff, bro.
Yeah,
go ahead, Manny.
The usual move through Nintendo is they won't acknowledge anybody said anything, and they'll go through it with it. Despite everybody essentially saying, no, we don't want this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about the ambassador program on YouTube. They did that shit. Everybody hated that shit. Everybody. You could only talk about approved games. Nintendo had to approve what you talked about. You weren't even allowed to talk about classic games, certain classic games they wouldn't let you talk about. That shit, everybody hated it. They got roasted for well over a year before they dropped that program. Everybody, influencers, everybody hated it, and they finally got rid of it. They're not going to listen to anybody. Like, okay, so I'll give Nintendo fans credit that they roasted them, because I thought these guys just take anything.
That's what I thought too, yeah. Always.
Okay, so I'll apologize. I'll eat some crow there. That's good. That's good that they did that, because it's a bridge too far. If they hate this, then yes, Nintendo should, but they don't pay attention to that. And I guarantee they're going to activate this shit. And if nobody speaks up, if it's not enough that you ratio the video, right? They don't care about that. They don't care if you leave nasty comments. They don't care if you make videos saying it's bullshit. They don't care about that. What you need to do is just go, well, fuck you. I'm not giving you any more money. If there's a huge unsub, if you get at least 20% of Nintendo Online subscribers to drop this because of this fucking bullshit, then they'll listen. Otherwise, they're not going to listen. They're just going to do it. And I guarantee they're going to push forward with making that the tier of Nintendo Online and then drop the $20 one. And you have to pay $50.
I just saw the YouTube video. It's got 783,000 views, 15,000 thumbs ups, 52,000 thumbs down.
Oh. Damn!
People didn't like that.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. No. But that will only get as far as, like, the marketing guys and the people who pay attention to that stuff will report that in, and they'll ignore it.
Oh, Chris, by the way, I have a Nintendo Online subscription. Mm-hmm. I have it because it's $20 and it's like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm canceling that shit. I'm going to be in protest.
Good.
Fuck it.
Absolutely. That's what people need to do. The ratios don't matter, because believe me, like, if you'll think, like, yeah, Nintendo will pay attention to that. A segment will. The guys in Redwood City, they'll look at that and they'll make a report and they'll present it to the execs. And when that goes to Japan, they'll throw that right in the trash. They won't care. They won't care. But if you go, like Carlos is saying and whatever, if you do that, if you go, well, fuck Nintendo Online, if you're going to do this bullshit and I can't play certain shit and it's segregated between an extra paywall, and you just cancel what you have now, and enough people do that, they'll pay attention to that. Guaranteed.
Yeah, that they will.
Or
yeah.
With their wallets, as we always say.
Nope.
That ain't the only thing I'm selling this week.
Oh, that's it.
Is that an advertisement for what's going on?
Oh, no. This has to do with Nintendo.
Yo, Carlos, that stonk stinks. Get rid of it, man.
Oh, but yeah, these kind of moves don't help them with investors. You know, that's obviously
investors like Carlos, you know,
yeah, right?
Bowser's like, Carlos Romero just dumped the stuff. Oh my God, what's going on?
What are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do?
Yeah, I invested in them because Nintendo has been part of my life since
the
day I was born.
Yeah.
And I kind of have a soft spot for Nintendo, but man, when it comes to money, man, they ain't helping me. So they're and Chris talks about this all the time. It's like Nintendo is a toy company trying to disguise himself as as a software company or a hardware company. You know, they make toys, and that's how their fan base a lot of the fan base acts. They act like little kids that play with little toys, and it's like, you know, they like everything they throw at them because it's the branding. You know, they don't necessarily do things that, you know, keeps up with the competition or with what other people might think. It's like, it's our way or the highway kind of stuff. And that thing, you know, with the internet, I feel like sort of the way we react gets more democratized. And I feel like with downvoting and like getting ratioed with leaking information about a Switch OLED 4K, you know, and declining these subscriptions, it's a way to, you know, let them know, hey, we're not liking the direction you guys are going. And it's unfortunate, man, because this past week I have been enjoying playing my Nintendo Switch, playing that Metroid Dread, but they gotta get their act straight, man.
You know, fucking up your finances, man.
Yeah, man. It's like, damn. It's like, it's just fucking red every fucking day. I'm like, goddamn, chill.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, Chris, have you been playing Dread?
No, I have not. I haven't had time to play it. I do plan to.
It's good.
Yeah, no, I want to get to it. I have the game, obviously. I'll get to it after I beat Arai. It's good. But I keep getting sidetracked by games I got to review. It's like, yo, it's funny. I'm not a game reviewer, but I'm still reviewing games, bro.
What's up with that? Who are you, man?
Yeah.
Your man reviewing games.
You quit the industry and you came back?
They came back. They pulled me back in. You know?
I tried to get out, but they keep on pulling
me back. Yo, I'm telling you this right now. Some insider shit, right? This is hilarious. So I'm thinking like, oh, I'm going to be just doing computing writing and shit. I'm like, but it's probably, maybe I could review a game maybe after a month or two being on. 2 days into the job, they pulled me into the Slack room for gaming. And it's like, you want to review something? I'm like, okay, sure. It's crazy, you know? And right now, yes, I am reviewing a game that it has not been released, because the last one was Back 4 Blood that had already been released. This one is a legit, like, no one's played this yet. So stay tuned for that. I can't say anything more, but yes, upcoming big game of the fall. There's a lot of big games coming up fall. I could be talking about anything. You don't know. Anyway, let's move on here to the next question, which is from Assyrian Air Force. A couple of things, Assyrian Air Force. You asked us, will Sony ever bring PlayStation to mobile? We already kind of discussed that last week. We answered a similar question. And we already answered a question about online Nintendo. So your question here is, will Sony ever merge PlayStation Now and PlayStation Plus? We don't know, but we want it to happen, goddammit. We've been saying this almost as long as this podcast has been around, you know?
Because PlayStation Now exists as a separate entity,
it's
a problem because there's no brand cohesion between it. It's like, in other words, it's like a different company that just so happens to have the rights to all of their titles to put them on there. That shouldn't be a thing. You should, and again, like what happens, like what's happening right now with the Xbox, where you get the whole caboodle, right? You get your monthly gaming things, and then you can also get all your streaming games and all that stuff. That should all be on the same level. Fuck this piecemeal bullshit where you're like, hey, I'll subscribe to this and then I'll subscribe to this. Even just having PlayStation Plus, they should give you a huge discount on PlayStation Now.
Yeah. I agree.
We've been talking about this, like Manny mentioned, for a long time. Even to the part where we're talking about maybe even having PS View when that was a thing.
Oh man, remember that shit?
So it's the cable? The streaming service, the TV stuff.
Yo, none of this would be a problem, man, if we had the remastering engine, man.
You know, but yeah, yo, man, it's like, Game Pass has already shown PlayStation how to do something like this with a Game Pass Ultimate, and I just don't understand why Sony can't do the similar thing. They're not even doing Game Pass, because PS Now has slightly variations in its service. But man, just do one and all.
I mean, wait, I think the phrasing there is important. So let's just call a spade with a spade. It's not that they can't do it; it's that they won't do it. And I think that changes the scope of the question a little bit, because the answer kind of becomes, well, why do they have multiple services when they could have one? Because they can, and you pay for each of them.
Well,
you're talking about closing down a stream of revenue, essentially, because if they piecemeal, they can nickel and dime you. If they charge you, you know, $35 a month for, you know, an all-in-one thing, a lot of people are going to balk at that.
What do you guys say?
I don't know.
Sony will balk at it, or people will balk at it.
People will like it, I think. You know, like.
Here's the thing, though.
Sony won't.
PS Now isn't that compelling to a lot of people, and even they, you know, people joke around the pony down. You know, we got a whole bunch of ponies here, but how many of us are subscribed to PS Now?
We're exactly none of us. By the way, that's the answer.
The only time I ever even touched PlayStation Now was when they first revealed it years ago for PlayStation 3. Remember at E3?
That's the only time I played it at E3.
Code.
Yeah,
we got the code.
Yeah, we got the code. Yeah,
yeah, we got code. Like, oh, go ahead.
I played more PlayStation Home than I have PlayStation Now.
That goes for all of us, man.
I'm probably played the most PlayStation Home out of everybody in here.
I don't know, man. I like that thing. I like the idea. It didn't really pan out.
Yeah, I mean, especially I think the biggest part of it was because there was no really in-game chat. you know, because friggin' PlayStation 3 couldn't do that shit. Think about that one, guys. A console that didn't have the ability to do chat. That was PlayStation 3, by the way.
I can't imagine that. And it's called a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, but we didn't have a... You know what? We used to do that with the cell phones, too. We just used to call up each other. Yo, man, where are you?
Yeah, man. I think, you know, like I mentioned, we're the target demographic for this, and we're still not subscribed.
Yeah, like, I'm good, you know. No. I'm good.
But, bro. I mean, if they, you know, what's the monthly PS Plus value? Is it, what is it, like 8, 10 bucks?
Isn't it 15?
I think it's 15.
Yeah, wait, like PS Plus is 15 a month?
Yeah, pretty sure it is. Yeah.
Well, they actually went up pretty recently.
Yo, in the chat, let us know, man. I just buy the yearly joint, so I don't know how much it costs a month. Yeah. But
I swear it went up from 12 to 15.
I just assumed it was 15.
But yeah, I do a yearly thing too.
Yeah.
Going to look it up.
Yeah, PlayStation Plus is the longest subscription I've been on, like, ever, you know?
I mean, honestly, man, it's the principle of the thing. Netflix is mine. It's a principle thing because I'm going to get it each time they price hike a little bit. I'm like, I mean, it's like $20 more over the course of a year. Do I really care?
Damn. Well. By the way, Logic Win says he didn't even know there was a monthly version. He just bought it every year like I did, you know?
Yeah, I do every year. By the way, it's 60 bucks a year.
Yeah, 60 bucks. So yeah, yeah.
It's $5 a month.
No, it's not bad. So shit.
It's not bad at all. I mean, you know, if you say, hey, we're going to raise it from $5 a month to $15 a month. But hey, but here's the kicker. You get PS Now.
Oh, see, that's a different story. Really? Yeah, yeah.
That's there you how go. They get you in, because all these people who play, you know, their Call of Duties and stuff like that, they're gonna, because they want the multiplayer stuff. They're gonna get into this even if they don't want PS Now.
Yeah, that's no, the you're right. Dope. No, you're right.
But here's the problem with that though. I don't see Sony. I mean, we all think of Sony as a pretty, you know, big company, but like in terms of the large, you know, Hollywood amounts of money, they're not really necessarily throwing it around the way Microsoft is. I don't know that they have the war chest to be able to set up a sort of streaming subscription to compete with Xbox's, because Xbox has been throwing its entire full weight of its fucking war chest by the literally billions of dollars and not taking a profit for years now. I don't know if Sony can do that.
Wait, but they already have a subscription, streaming subscription service.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to throw a lot of money to get content on it.
They already have content on it. They actually have more games on PS Now than they do on Xbox Game Pass.
Really?
Yeah, a lot more. They have like 800 games. You know?
When did this happen?
For years, dude. Where you been, man? Yeah,
the thing about it is, again, they're doing a horrible job of letting people.
That's exactly. They don't let people know. You know.
And then the other part of it is that it's not a simple process. It's like you got to keep mailing all these different things out. Why is it that you, again, why isn't there just a one and done where you just like, you get the whole thing? Why do we have to deal with all like, oh, well, now I got to get this. I mean, before they used to have, you know, three different subscription services. They had the stupid PlayStation cable service at one point. They had the PlayStation Plus, which was from before, and then they had PlayStation Now. They had three of these things, and none of them were all connected. Yeah. So you're paying all this additional money on all these different subscriptions from the same thing, when you can just literally, it would be much better if they gave you a discount on all of them, and then you just had that one thing. Call it, you know, PlayStation Plus Platinum.
Yeah, right? On brand.
You get all the shit. Yeah, you get all the shit that's, you know, I mean, Xbox does it. What was it, Games with Gold? Wasn't that one of their things?
Oh, no, Ultimate.
Ultimate.
Game Pass Ultimate.
Yeah. So,
Ultimate.
Basically, Sony has all the tools in place, or the pieces in place, to have their version of Xbox Game Pass. It's just in different places. They just got to combine them like Voltron. Then you're good to go, you know?
Thing about, like, here's a question for you guys out in the chat. Like, have you guys tried out the was it the 6 hour or the 5 hour game trials? Because nobody's actually, I mean, I haven't tried it because I don't have a five, but has anybody tried any of that out?
I need to try it, man. I need to try it. I really want to test it out just because, you know, we talk about it a lot, but it's like, I've never actually tried it.
But the thing is, you got to devote like 6 hours and shit. It's like, I don't know. I don't like the way that's implemented at all, man. Like, it would
it's
be cool.
It's intentionally inconvenient.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it would be cool if it was like six hours and you could just, you know, like, hey, after you play 6 hours, no matter when you play it, then you can't access anymore. I would get that, but it's like 6 hours from the instant the download starts. Like, what? This is stupid. Yeah. I'm not doing that. Yeah.
That's the problem. It's like
quick shout out. Who has a quick shout out to Barry Burton who subscribed. He said, "Throwdown best value." Or sub to Throwdown best value.
Yeah, yeah, you throw our money around, son.
Yeah. I saw Barry at New York Comic Con. What's up, Barry?
Very nice. Excuse me.
By the way, I finished off the last can of the last granola bar that you gave me.
Oh.
He usually pops up at my table with some water and some granola bars and stuff. You know, because sometimes especially for me, I can't leave my table very much. You know, so I have somebody helping me out, but yeah, I can't go walk around and get food. So it's nice to have a little something to come in.
I still can't believe that was Mark, man. Did you tell him? apologize for me, man. Feel very bad about that.
Yeah, I did. I actually saw him over the weekend. I was like, he's like, yeah, I did notice he was a little bit colder to me than usual.
I would have gave him a pound and everything, man. Shit. Yeah. Next time you see him, tell him I'm buying him a fucking beer and a beer and a meal. I owe him. I feel so fucking embarrassed by that, man.
Uh-oh.
Anyway,
hey, go man, on. It was technically a compliment, also. You know, it's like, yo, man, you look good. You lost so much weight, man. I couldn't recognize
you. Yeah, but yeah, who is this handsome fella next to Manny? You know? No, you're right. That is a compliment. It's like, damn, you lost so much weight. I didn't even recognize you, bro. Anyway,
it's definitely a huge drastic change compared to what he was before. He lost a lot of weight.
That's crazy. Good for him, man. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Let's move on here. Actually, did we say everything we need to say about play? We could talk about this for another hour.
I'm curious. I may actually, you know, if I've been that wrong about it, fuck it. I'll show a little bit of money to give it a try. But like, I want to actually ask what. Because I haven't tried it in a few years, so I'll try it again. Like, are all their games, are all these 800 bullshit games I'm about to try and play, or 800 games on a bullshit service that doesn't work? You better warn me before I spend money.
That's the thing. Actually, you're going to be the canary right now, Brad. Because the thing is, the reason I didn't fuck with it was because it was shitty. But this was like 8 years ago or wherever it was. Maybe it's better now. But it is a good amount of PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and are PS1 and PS2 games available on this as well?
I'm
going to assume PS5 so.
PS5 games are on there, Tony.
No, it's PS4, PS3, and PS2.
Yeah, okay, oh, there you go. Noise. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's part of the reason I didn't subscribe.
I got something for you.
What's that?
Fallout 76 is on it.
Yeah, Fallout 76 is on Game
Pass. Here's the other thing. A lot of the games, most of the games, at least the ones that actually work on it, actually, you download those games. So, like, in other words, if it's Fallout 76, that's for 4 or 5 PlayStation 5. You actually get that. You can, you know, you download it, install it like you would a normal game. The only ones that are like streaming games are most of the PlayStation 3 library, and then I think some of the 2 library.
Yeah, like I mean that's totally cool for some people. Like, I'm not digging my backlog from PS3. Ain't worth it for me. Mm-hmm. Not talking shit on the service. Just nope. I'm tapping out of canary volunteering.
So here's the price model for PS Now. It's $9.99 for a one, like if you just do monthly. $24.99 for 3 months. $59.99 for 12 months. So you essentially if you get it for a year, you pay $5 a month like you do for PlayStation Plus, which is a good deal considering how much it is for just the monthly. Which is just half of it, but yeah, I don't know. I need to try out the service because I don't even know if it's good. Good.
I think I remember also some of the games were not. They only just upgraded their thing to run a 1080, the streaming service.
Yeah, just did that. Yeah.
Here's something. They have Red Dead Redemption 2 is on it, but it's only available until November 1st.
Oh shit.
How much does it cost to buy a digital copy of Red Dead Redemption 2?
Red Dead Redemption.
Like $60, right?
Yeah, it's not one of those that goes down, I think. Let me go down.
Yeah, this is Rockstar. Got Rockstar games. They don't go down in price digitally.
I mean, GTA did.
Yeah. Oh, did? Okay, maybe they're so... Dude, Brett, remember back in the day when like Vice City came out, GTA 3 was still on sale at full price? That shit was crazy, man.
$30 on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
No. How much is it on PlayStation's digital network?
Well, that's
too much. Let's look it up. It's probably $60. I wouldn't be surprised.
That would be bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Blitz, what's going on, brother? All right. Actually, I could. Dumeke. Actually, I'll check that for you, Brett. Hold on. Give me a sec here. We're filling up time. Oh, wait. Do I have it ready? Fuck. I don't have it in my browser history because I had a new PC. God damn it.
Oh, bro. Wow.
Yes, I'm my brother. Fuck.
I tried to sign to my profile and it was my data was breached. And then, you know, I started, you know, getting calls.
Hey, don't wish that on Adam.
Yeah, don't. with Adam, you don't know.
It already happened.
Yeah.
Remember when you was telling, he's like, yeah, you got to go to the Apple and it tells you like how many things have been compromised. And, you know, I saw all of my passwords got compromised. And
yeah, that did happen to him already. Oh, Brett.
It's on sale for $24.99, but it's normally $60.
Normally $60. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Fucking Rockstar, you know. Damn. All right. I think we're done with that one. Again, this is a subject we cool on for a while. What are we up to right now? Actually, oh, okay. This is the final question of the night, too, man.
Excuse me.
So if anybody wants to ask us anything right now in the chat, let us know. But Logic Wins, he did ask us a question, which I'm going to say right now, Logic Wins, respect to you, brother, we cannot answer this question.
He basically
asked us, is gaming media becoming too political? The fact that we don't feel comfortable answering this question lets you know what the answer is, you know? Let's just say some of us enjoy being employed within the games media, so we will not be answering that, you know, unfortunately. So I think that non-answer gives you your answer, you know? All right, so we'll move on to this next question. All right, brother, thanks for understanding, man. Mob Hits, I sponsored this one. Fuck it, man. Why not? What racing games from the 32-bit era do you want to see come back?
32.
Okay. Yeah.
It's funny because I haven't played racing games in the 32-bit. Oh, wait, no.
Road Rash, baby. That was on 32. That was on 3DO. Yep.
That was on 3DO. You know what? Yeah, let's go with Road Rash.
There you go. That's my answer, too.
I've always been a fan of sort of like non-straight racing sort of games, you know, where you essentially, you know, kind of like Burnout, where you literally can, you know, beat up the other car,
yeah, or man,
something, you know, something a little more than just like driving through flags.
Yeah. Ridge Racer, that's a 32-bit game, you know.
I mean, Ridge Racer's always had an interesting following to it. I mean, I don't know what the deal was with it, because it never interested me that much, other than like it had some interesting music in it, but you know.
Yeah. You know, Brian, get in here, man. You're Mr. Racing Games.
Yeah,
we're all talking at the same time. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I just never touched 32-bit racing games because I was too young for that, so I don't really know. But I would like to see a F-Zero game, because I think that they've just not had enough of those. Like, I don't think the Switch has an F-Zero game, right?
Here's the thing. That one racing game, people wanted it to be F-Zero, but it wasn't. It was a launch game for Switch.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, people were like, why the fuck isn't that F-Zero?
What about Wipeout? You liked those games. Those were 32-era games.
Brian, did you like Wipeout?
Right. I never liked Wipeout. I just thought that the whatever things you call them just handled really weird, and I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, the hovercrafts they had in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Manny, you're right. What am I talking about? Daytona, you know, Sega Rally. No, you know, we already got a bunch of rally games, so we don't need that back, to be honest. But Daytona would be cool, even though it would be kind of out of place in the modern world. Yeah.
It's a weird dichotomy, because it's like it's an arcade sort of, you know, racing game, because Daytona is not like simulation. But when you have a bunch of simulation games that already sort of do that same sort of idea, so it's interesting.
Yeah, like Sega Rally would be cool, but we already kind of have that with Dirt, you know? They kind of do a good job of filling that void, but like Daytona, yeah, like I would personally love it to be back, but I don't think it would fit in the modern racing world, you know? Modern racing game world. But that's my pick. My pick is actually Daytona. Daytona, let's go away! You know, and you know, Roaring Star, man, that game was good. Motor Raid, okay. Outrun was not 32-bit, but that was a good one.
I mean, the only thing that comes to mind is what's it called, Mario Kart. But We get plenty of those.
Yeah, every generation has those.
Every generation has one of those.
Well, we haven't had one this generation.
we just reprinting the old one.
You know?
It's like, let's release the Wii U one.
Isn't that still the best selling game on Switch?
I don't know about what's it called? The one came out last year. The one that everyone likes that is kind of stupid.
Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That may be it now.
Yeah, probably that one or Mario.
I love the fact you say, oh, yeah, that Nintendo game that's stupid. I came out last year, but I instantly knew what you were talking about.
I still, for the life of me, I do not get why this game is so popular.
I don't get it either.
But I guess I'm turning into a boomer now, but.
Virtual Racing? Virtual Racing, you mean Virtual. There's no L in that. Virtual. Virtual, it was cool for like an experiment, you know? Yeah.
I'd rather have Daytona USA.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's kind of like because virtual racing is. I mean, Daytona is sort of like the next evolution of what virtual racing.
Yeah,
I only remember playing that in the arcades. Was it Daytona?
Daytona. Yeah, I mean they had it on Sega Saturn too, and they even brought it back for Xbox 360.
It was on PlayStation 2 as well. They made like an alternate, like a version of it that had a bunch of cars.
Yeah.
And things in it.
Yeah, back in the day, they used to have the 8 cabinets networked to have the big.
Yeah, that's right. Oh man,
I love those. Yeah,
that was good. Great. Logic Wing goes a bit off topic. What happened to story mode racing games? They got rid of them because they're stupid. I was playing. It was just called Need for Speed, and when it came out in like 2016, I believe it was trying to be like their version or like a throwback to Need for Speed Underground 2, and it had this big story in it with like FMV characters and everything. I'm like, yeah, you need to get rid of this shit. This is stupid, you know. Like, just give me cars, let me race. We don't need a story in racing games. Some of them were cool back in the day, like Underground 2 and whatchamacallit, Midnight Club. But it was like a novelty thing. It wasn't like a real thing, you know?
Road Rash had somewhat of a story, but not enough to like it wasn't very deep. It was just like, hey, you're racing.
Yeah. Most racing game stories now are just like, hey, you're part of this event, you know, unlock this to get that, you know, Forza Horizon does that. Dirt does that, you know, you've gone up to championship. They always sound like that too, those guys, you know, keep climbing the ladder.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, but now the real challenge begins. Shit. And then have some fucking modern music I don't care for, you know? All right. And
hey, Tony.
What's up, bro?
Before you go on that, I just read an article that D-Brand pulled their dark plates from sale. The dark plates.
Oh, yes. I heard about that.
I'm glad I got in before it was too late.
Well, they've been having a lot of those guys have been having a lot of issues with Sony in general. Like they had their plates pulled before.
Well, maybe telling Sony a fuck you, we're gonna keep releasing them anyway. Maybe that wasn't a good idea, you know.
Well, yeah,
that's what they did, you know.
Well, yeah, they told them they had to stop. They told Sony fuck you, and then Sony sued them.
Yeah, like that kind of how these things work, bro.
Or issued legal threats. Excuse me.
By the way, but we could just ramble off about whatever. Now the show is over. Like we don't have any more questions.
You know what? Sony should just get on the fucking ball and start making some goddamn plates.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, come on, wake up, wake the fuck up, man. Oh. You know, you got these plates that come right off the damn thing. So just start selling the different colored ones. But the console's is a year old now, right?
Next month is going to be a year old.
Year old. So come on, you know, throw some plates out there. Fucking Microsoft back in the day with the 360, they were right on top of that shit. They made that thing modular as fuck. You take the front off, you take the sides off, and buy new ones.
Yeah, man, but that would ruin it when they go to sell black PlayStations for another $500 next year.
When they call it when they put the word plus after.
Yeah, or call it something like Onyx Edition.
So, Carlos, those plates that you have on yours, those are D brand?
Yes.
Let's see. Yeah, there you go. Now that people can see it. Yeah, that shit looks slick. Hope your PlayStation doesn't burn up, though.
Why is it going to burn up?
You know, because it's black, man. It absorbs sunlight.
Why got to be black?
He got it in a dark room.
Yeah, exactly. You all saw that Bebop Rudo, right?
I'd say it's protecting it just in case something goes bad.
Yeah.
You wipe some of it on the actual consoles to keep it nice and cool.
Yeah. Oh, just being in proximity of it, man.
That's right. Yeah, it's gonna ensure all
your consoles. It wards off evil spirits too.
You know. By the way, did you guys see that they're actually selling the mini fridge, the Xbox mini fridge, to the public now?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They actually mentioned that not long ago.
Yeah, but I think they went on sale. I mean, I saw the announcement on Friday. That's when I saw it. But yeah.
They said a while ago that they were going to do it, but yeah. But I don't know I don't think it's the same ones that Paris and those guys got. It's actually a different fridge.
Oh, is
than
it?
What they had. Yeah, it's actually slightly different than it. I don't know what the difference is. Maybe there's more space in them or whatever it is, but yeah, it's actually different than them.
Yeah, so Xbox. So this news came out 2 days ago. It says Microsoft's Xbox Series X mini fridge starts pre-orders on October 19th, which is 2 days from now. Cool. Today, yeah.
So you can get yourself a fridge.
What's different about it? I'm looking at pictures now. It looks exactly the same.
The interior of it is actually different.
What's different about it?
How many drinks it actually holds.
Oh, well, you got to give me a comparison because I'm looking at it now. Like, this should look exactly the same.
You got to show. I got to look at it so to see what it is. But okay. As I remember, there was some difference between them.
Yeah, but hey, listen, as long as it keeps your shit cold, right? So.
Well, I mean, because I remember the other one had only held a certain amount of drinks inside of it, and then I think the one that Paris has also has the Rocks drink logo on it too.
This one
it was a joint.
This one can hold up to 12 cans.
Ah, okay.
And it's $100.
That's actually not bad.
That's not bad for a little miniature fridge.
No, you could buy it and pretend you have an Xbox. You know, since you still can't find that console either. You know,
will it be easier to get the fake Xbox than it is to get the actual Xbox?
Probably.
That shit is crazy.
It's half the price of an Xbox. Oh, no, it's not half. Never mind.
Yeah, it's like one-fifth the price, you know,
yeah.
Or one 20% the price, yeah. It's green, man. It keeps it green, keeps your drinks green.
Yeah, this one does not come with the Rocks drink, though.
Yeah, no.
Whatever the hell it was called.
I wonder if the top it actually lights up on this one, you know, the green part.
Yeah.
I think maybe the inside of it glows because of the, you know, the way it, you know, because obviously like most fridges, they have that, but maybe that could also be fake too.
So it's going to be available to pre-order on the 19th, which is Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
And they partnered with Target or Target, GameStop. Oh, no, these are just different regions, but in the U.S. it's just Target.
Oh, okay.
So
Yo, hold up, man. Shout out to Fergus Mills showing up in the chat right now, you know?
Yo, shout out to Fergus Mills, man.
He made that PlayStation 5 that you see on screen possible, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the DRAM, but the.
I'm looking at the previous fridge. Yeah, the new one that they actually have is actually a lot nicer than it. It has the curved roof, you know, the curved top, like the real Xbox Series X. And it also has, it actually holds more drinks than the other one does.
Oh, so it's better than.
Yeah, it's actually better than that one.
Is the butter version?
Yeah, yo, man, them chump ass journals got the weak one. Then, man, we get the real shit.
I mean, it also looks like this one has a glowing logo on the front too. The other one didn't have that either. Yep.
By the way, I'm surprised to all hell that one, you know, the Adam Vale, prominent figure in Throwdown, he hasn't said anything about this. This just seems like something that he would go crazy over.
Yeah, you figure he'd be like blowing up our phone right now. You know, yo. Actually, no. Knowing Adam, he probably will text us about this tomorrow. You know,
or when he gets the email.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like if anything, what'll probably happen is that, like, you know, because I know he said he would have wanted it before.
Yeah,
you know, if it came out, so maybe he just doesn't know about it right now. But let me tell you, who knows?
Oh shit, Fergus Mills with some questions. We will keep this show going. Yo, Fergus, we're about to end the show, bro. We were about to end the show because we didn't get a lot of questions. So you just saved us, man.
Yo, man, we were just vamping along before we headed out.
Yeah, I was about to just keep it going for the 5 minutes and then call it a day. You know, I could ask you guys how to get into some stonks. Yeah, because I got to ask you guys some questions after the show, bro. This is serious right now, man. But let's answer some of these questions here. I'll get the Chirons up when I get them up. All right, first question for Mr. Fergus Mills. What games that are supposed to be coming out next year do you think will be delayed into possibly 2023?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
That's actually that's a good question.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. Yeah,
God of War is a candidate. Oh, no! I know.
Oh,
Gran Turismo.
Oh, that you already know. You already know that's going to get delayed. I think Horizon God of War probably will come out. That'll be a heavy year for Sony, though. Both of them come out. Excuse me.
Horizon is early, like February.
Yeah, February. Yeah.
But yeah, that one I don't think that's going to get delayed to 2023. God of War, we still have yet. Did we get a? We got a year, or did we get a date?
We didn't get a date. We got a year last time too. You know.
Yeah. So that could be one. Another dark horse candidate is Starfield.
Oh yeah, that could be that because that's coming out in November, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder how many.
I got another one. Abandoned.
How many? Prefer...
Yo, by the way, you guys saw that statement they put out.
Oh, what, the game's not coming out.
No, as I predicted, these guys, and obviously I'm not condoning this shit. As I predicted, these guys are getting death threats.
Oh man,
yeah, man.
So they had to put out a statement. They had to put out a statement going, "Yo, you know, we're still chugging along, but this shit is getting to us."
Well, here's the thing about it: they started the shit, and now they're backpedaling.
And here's the interesting thing, Manny. They actually admitted that they did bring it in onto themselves. They actually admitted it in that little statement they put out.
Because they tried to push the narrative that they were a Kojima game when they really weren't, and nobody told them anything against this. You know, that's a fucking slippery slope. You're already setting people's expectations by essentially implying that you're some sort of this sort of thing. I've never seen any other studio do this before. To try in an effort to get attention for their game.
Obviously, you feel for the people because death threats are never cool.
No, they're not. They're
obviously, we're not condoning this shit, you know? I'm just saying, you guys kind of brought this on yourselves, too, you know?
Yeah, it's like if you go to a pit full of snakes, then what do you expect? You're not going to get bitten?
Yeah, especially nowadays. Like, you cannot be testing people like that these days, man. People are crazy now. But anyway, what other games are probably going to get delayed? Again, there's so many games coming out next year. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. We have, like, the plethora of the games that we know of are coming out first part of the year. So I don't think any of those are going to get delayed till 2023.
No. Yeah.
It's more of, like, just a general, here's a huge game, 2023. If Fable had a 2022 date, then that's going to get delayed to 2023.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't know if that got a 2022 date.
Yeah.
Halo was going to get... Barry Burns said Agent.
Oh, Agent. Well, they already took that off the website, bro.
Oh, darn! Skull and Bones!
Delayed indefinitely.
Oh, man. Yeah. Skull and Bones.
What is it? Singapore?
Yeah.
Singapore is like, motherfucker, that shit is coming out.
You know?
That better come out.
Oh, Blitz says that he thinks Halo's campaign is going to be delayed this year. Ooh, I don't know about that, Brian. I don't know about that. But yeah, like Carlos said, we only really know the games that are coming out the first half of the year. So it's hard to make that.
Cyberpunk 2077 upgrade.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that shit ain't coming out this year, man. Unless it's like it come like a surprise or something, but I doubt it.
Hey, yo, Carlos.
Oh.
I got the Cyberpunk 2077 upgrade last week, you know?
My
PC. I got that shit. Oh, man.
Did you play that in 4K or yeah, right?
Yeah, when I was doing my test, 4K, you know, like 70-ish frames, RTX, man, I was going crazy. Here's the funny thing. When I dropped it down to 1440p, I went down to 30 frames. Like, wait, what? This doesn't make any sense. That game's so badly optimized, man. It really is, you know? Because normally when you lower the fucking resolution, the frame rate goes up, you know? But Cyberpunk, it plays by its own rules, you know?
Did you have DLSS on?
Oh, yeah. I had that on.
Did you remember what preset it was on?
I think I had it on the whatever, because they actually had like higher versions of it or whatever.
Yeah, there's like balance, there's quality, and then there's performance, I think.
Yeah. I don't remember which one I picked, but I try to go for balanced, you know?
Okay.
But I did tweak some stuff, and I did get the frame rate, so at least stayed 60, you know, because it was bouncing around. Yeah.
Did you use the Digital Foundry video
as a reference? No, I actually used somebody else's reference, like a more recent video, you know.
The Digital Foundry one was from last year.
Yeah. All right, I'll send you my settings, you know. Yeah, because again, when I just cranked everything up, even with my graphics card, it was like 50 frames. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, and then I did some tweaks and I was 60. I'm like, okay, that's good. We can stay with that. All right. All right, let's move on to the last question of the night. Oh, boy. All right. Which modern game, or actually what games that you played in the last 5 years had the worst controls? So modern-ish game, last-gen game, basically, you know?
You know what? I actually have a question based on this question that I want to ask Tony, because I really don't understand. What makes bad controls?
That's a good... I'm glad you asked it, because controls are kind of subjective to the person, aren't they? You know?
I would say the how quickly the characters react to you performing an action on a screen, like latency issues, maybe, whether that be within the game or whether through whatever way you're running it or whenever way is actually in the game. I feel like some games we've sort of forgiven that issue, and sometimes controls can be a little bit fiddly.
Yeah, that's one metric. Another metric could be like, if the controls are just overly complicated for no reason, that could also be another thing. There's a lot of factors. This is good. We're breaking down the factors that could contribute to making bad controls.
I would say as much as I enjoyed the Death Stranding, I would have to say that it suffers from bad controller layout. Just like Metal Gear Solid 5, there's just way too much shit that's been put onto different buttons within that game.
Yeah, like single buttons will have multiple operations or whatever. Single buttons
have multiple operations and stuff like that. I feel like both MGS 5 and Death Stranding both have that same issue. They're overly complicated than what they need to be.
Yep. Logic Wing goes, every game on Switch has bad controls because of the Joy-Con drift.
Back in the day, I remember whenever I used to try to check how quickly a character would move compared to what you do, the actions that you perform on the screen.
Yeah, Brian, what do you think makes for bad controls?
That's the thing. I have no idea, since I've never really found there to be quote unquote bad controls. Just controls that don't seem to make much sense. So does that count as bad controls?
I would count that. Yeah.
I think it was Lost Planet 2's default settings. To like run, you had to do like some weird combination of things and made no sense. Would it count if there was a game where you had to like use both analog sticks and one of the face buttons in order to run? That counts as like bad controls. Because again, you're having like your two thumbs and your index fingers like... Yeah, okay.
I would consider that because I know what some games do. I'm like, why are you doing this? If I got two thumbs here, I should then make the run button one of the triggers or something. You know, so I would agree with that. But for me, I kind of go with like the more traditional ones. Like if I press a button, nothing happens. That's bad controls, you know, or just doesn't respond. But again, there's different instances. Like, for example, Manny, you were talking about latency, like Red Dead Redemption 2, which I don't think has bad controls, but if you press a direction, there's a certain animation you have to go through, you know? But it works within that game. But if you put those exact controls into another game, it would be bad, you know, like a faster type of game.
It's interesting because, it's not even the animation. It takes a while for the characters to sort of rev up to wherever you, like, when you want to go to a direction, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like sometimes, especially when it comes to reacting, I feel like there's always that point where I noticed this from a lot of Rockstar games. I actually think Rockstar games don't control very well.
Yeah, Rockstar controls is what I call them.
Yeah, where they don't react exactly to what you're doing right away. You sort of adjust to whatever the character does, as opposed to things happening instantly.
Yeah.
That's a good point, because that's the first thing that I came to my mind was the Red Dead Redemption and the GTA stuff, because you know, sometimes a game only allows itself to use freaking auto aim on those fucking games.
Yeah,
because fucking aiming is almost impossible.
Yeah, like I remember, yeah, with Red Dead 2 and GTA 5, you're right. Like when I'm like auto aim, turn that shit off, and then it's like, oh, no, turn it back on, because you're right, it's impossible to shoot in those games.
Yeah, so I think I would consider those as, honestly, I would consider those as bad controls, because yeah. It's like it feels like they didn't put that much effort into the aiming system.
Yeah,
so,
I think
that's an afterthought. So yeah, we're just gonna make it auto aim.
I think yeah, they need to update their controls. Like again, I'm fine with them, but yeah, they need to be modernized. You know, Blith says any game that uses mouse and keyboard is bad controls.
Oh man!
Damn. You tell that to when you get your ass whipped by one of those guys playing one of those cross titles.
Yeah,
and they'll whip your ass with that fucking mouse.
Yeah, sometimes depending on what it's give and take. You aim much better, but you move much worse.
Are yeah, because sure? of the here we go.
Generally, yeah.
Okay, can you give examples? Because I'd like to know.
Like examples of games that I've noticed this in?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's one of the reasons I threw a controller on Ark.
Okay. Anything else?
Brian. No, not.
No, I'm just wondering. This is not, okay, I'm not being combative. I'm just wondering. Because again, I've not had that experience.
It's about variable speed. The speed on PC when you're moving is on or off. There's no slowdown. You can't go around a corner slowly. You can't do locomotion as well. It's just the limitation of an analog
thing. Yeah.
Unless you bind the other key, in which case you can go a total of two speeds.
Brett brings up a good point. Yeah, I think I agree with that actually. Because I mean, the moving keys for PC is WASD, and they're just, you know, they're digital. It's not analog like it is in a thumbstick. So I will give Brett that credit.
Yeah, that's all I was saying. I'm still most of the time, yeah, but like it depends. Like I personally like playing shotgunner classes, which I prefer jukes more than aim on it, because I'm pretty much using a shotgun like a melee weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like, yeah, man, if you're sniping or doing like, you know, an assault rifle or something like that, yeah, 90% of the time you are in a much better position with the mouse and keyboard. Just saying, you don't have the jukes. It's incredibly frustrating going from controller to keyboard on Skyrim. I can tell you that much.
Okay, I just never played Skyrim with the controller, so I wouldn't know. I played it with the keyboard.
I'm also one of those people, like, to me, that feels like an immersion-breaking thing, too. Like, that's just a personal bit, though. But yeah, like, the fact that I just kind of, like, spastically break full speed in one direction every time I move, like, man, that shit kills me. And when they do that, like, I especially notice that they ever do that shit in video games, where, like, oh, there's no variable speed, and suddenly you're running. I will not play that game. Cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially, you know, if they're doing that shit on consoles, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that. Again, just that most of the games that I play, going slow means that you're dead. So yeah, like Warframe, like walking in Warframe, you're pretty much guaranteed to die. Like you have to be playing like a literal ninja and literally bouncing off the walls. And I mean that in the actual sense of the word, literal. I mean, you wall grab, you bounce off the wall, flip twice, and then bounce off the other wall and flip over. You pretty much have to do that to, like, stay alive. So, yeah. So.
Yep, no, and again, that's, you know, you're playing these really fast-paced kind of twitch reaction games. Like, the ones I really noticed on, like, yeah, I much prefer, like, controllers on survival games where, you know, like Ark or Rust or that kind of shit, because you can creep slowly and methodically, and usually ammo is an issue. But yeah, man. Any action game, like, yeah, no, totally get it. But any melee game, man, I enjoy a controller better.
All right. Anybody else bad controls? Like, I can't
generally agree. The last game I remember I had real problem with the controls, but this has gone past 5 years, was the Kid Icarus on 3DS.
Uh-oh.
That game has terrible controls,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That shit cramped my hand in, like, 2 seconds of playing it.
Yeah, I mean, playing action games on 3DS is pretty brutal. Like, I remember Samus Returns, the games I loved, which needs to be ported to Switch. I was like, you know?
Yeah, you get the claw hands.
Yeah.
But Kid Icarus, like, something about, like, it was stupid the way the thumbstick was arranged, yeah, and how you had to, like, fly versus running. Like, he had ground controls and he had flying controls, and it's like, fucking make this consistent. It was so stupid.
Oh, man, that sounds annoying. All right, man, I think that's it. Good show. Oh, Manny, we have good resolution for you tonight, so plug your stuff. Let people see your wonderful works.
Yes. So, first off, we have Star Wars War of the Bounty Hunters Bosch that came out pretty not long ago. Guess got the comp copy for that, so that's out right now in stores. This is where you're following the character Bosch, who's Princess Leia was dressed up as in Return of the Jedi, but apparently that was a real character. So this is that bounty hunter story. Next week, Nubia and the Amazons with me, Aletha Martinez, Stephanie Williams, Mark Morales, Aletha Martinez. So it's all of us doing our thing with the Nubia series. This is going to be an ongoing series for now. And then obviously Excellence number 11, which is out already in stores. So if you want to pick that one out, we're working on 12 right now. So and then I got some editorial articles that I did, editorial illustrations I did for Inverse.com, which are supposed to be showing up really soon. So I did about three illustrations. So those should be coming up pretty soon, next week. And I got a bunch of other stuff, some really cool things that are going to be coming up, you know, that are due toward the end of the month for me. So it's going to be coming up real good. Check all that stuff out when they come out. And also Green Ranger says you should too.
There you go. Hey, and if you want to stay updated with everything Walking Dead, go to I Am Negan on Spotify. We got the nuke. We got this. We got that.
We got the coalition. Here's a podcast with me and Rich Billy Jr.
And we got Carlos, man. We got to get him on the main show.
Gotta get him on. No, we gotta get him on the spinoffs.
You know? We gotta get him spinoffs
on the Walking Dead proper. But when are you gonna join, Carlos?
We gonna join? Why do you want to join? Why do you want to join, Carlos? I just want you to join. You ain't joining.
You ain't joining. You know, gotta have something. You know.
Yo, man, you remember that one time with Julio?
Manny, you remember Jose? Oh no, yeah, that's an easy one. But yeah. Manny, you remember?
You mean my brother?
Jose? Yeah. I was like,
yo, yeah, you remember that's Danny? You remember our cousin Danny? Oh yeah, man,
you have a cousin Danny.
Yeah, was he the one I met when we went to the theater? Was another
yes,
one?
Yes, you did. Yeah, when we went to see Expendables.
Yeah. Chris was there too. That was a good time, man.
Yep,
that's right. Yeah,
that was the story. That was the Astoria Theater,
yeah,
near Silver Cup and all that.
I remember we went to Applebee's. We went to Applebee's afterwards. Yeah, that's it, yeah, man. That was good stuff, man. Good times. You know, I remember every single time Terry Crews pulled out that big super gun, me and Chris just died laughing because it was just so over the top, you know.
No, he blew up a whole fucking encampment tower with that shit. It was like, you remember in Predator when that guy shot the grenades up?
Yes.
Multiply that by like 1,000. He was just destroying everything.
This shit was crazy.
Man, if they ever make a G.I. Joe movie, come on, put Terry Crews.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A roadblock. He'd be perfect. Yeah, he has to be, you know. All right, man. So we are done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube and join the Discord where mob hits will always hit you with them crazy ass rumors.
Oh, I got to interrupt the outro.
I got
a plug. So I did podcast with Dana today. We talked about Halloween Kills.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, yeah, whoa, so whoa. You can check that out on the Coalition later this week. Coalition. Yeah, we dissected that movie. I'll say this. Get a free trial of Peacock and watch that movie.
Oh. I heard it was bad. I heard the movie was trash.
I mean, I don't understand how the same people made the 2018 movie, made this one. I was like, what?
Yeah, the 2018 movie was good.
Yeah, same people, but this was trash.
By the way, something comes out this upcoming week that we're
probably going to be doing a podcast on.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Manny, we got to discuss that, by the way.
Yeah, we got to. Because I'm coming up for that shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's already made $130 million worldwide. It hasn't. We're talking about Dune, by the way. And the movie hasn't even come out in America or China yet.
You know what they did? You know why they did that, right? Because Europe is more open to that shit than the United States. If that opened here in the States, everybody would be like, what's this Dune stuff?
Yeah, but now these motherfuckers looking like, oh, that movie's made a ton of money. I got to go see this shit now. You know? I got to see that they got a nuke.
I want to see if they have the rolling.
Yeah, I think that's a smart tactic. They're like, hey, if the Americans see that this movie's making money, they're going to want to go see it.
They used to do that years ago with movies. Like, that's how Evil Dead did really well. Like, Evil Dead was originally released in Europe first.
Yeah.
In England first. And then it came to the States. Same thing with quite a bit. Mad Max also came out everywhere else.
Here. Yeah. The original Mad Max or Fury Road?
Original Mad Max. Fury Road came out here.
You're talking about Road Warrior, right?
Road Warrior. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Road Warrior. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, go check out Chris and Dana talking about the new Halloween Kills, right? Is that what it's called?
Halloween Kills, yeah.
Good stuff, right? Anyway, Throwdown on any podcast app, Throwdown Show, two words, Throwdown Show. And you can visit ThrowdownShow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you are on YouTube and you enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified. And also leave comments, and, you know, all that good stuff. All that stuff helps because YouTube is struggling, you know? Anyway, links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces. Hey, check out the Amazon sale. Quality games on sale.
Ooh, I will do that. They got games? All right. And, of course, Brian Mangioma.
Rest in peace, Why the Last Man. Oof. Season 2 was canceled.
Already?
Right. Yeah. I think you mispronounced Burn in Hell.
Wow. Already?
Yeah, that shit got canned. Yeah, it got canned.
Well, they shouldn't have fucked with it then, man. Oh, well. There you go.
So it went broke.
Leave it there. All right, guys.
Why?
Yeah, we'll see you on Thursday, man. Peace out.